Tiernan, that's a tough defeat tonight to take, suppose, in the manner in which Derry conceded the two goals to lose 2-1.
Yeah, as I said to the players, I don't mean teams come when they're better than us and they deserve to beat us. And I got to take that, and we got to put our hands up and say they were better than us, or they're better than us, or whatever it may be. I didn't think Shamrock Rovers were better than us tonight. Shamrock Rovers done some of the things that they do, and they kept possession at times, and but I didn't feel that was a Shamrock Rovers team that overran us or hurt us. And as I say, I thought we were the making of our own goals, or the goals that we conceded tonight. And we have to face them and try and put them right.
I spoke to you after many games, Tiernan, and you just caught a dejected figure here tonight as the manager of Derry.
Yeah, I'm so proud of the players. I'm so proud of the things that they did do and done so well. I thought there was real signs there of what we want to be as a team, and the way we want to play, and how we want to get the fans behind us, who were outstanding again tonight. And I think probably the manner in which we lost the game.
I suppose Shamrock Rovers are one of the teams that like to play from the back, but Derry City really contained them in the first half. That must be the pleasing aspect for you.
Yeah, as I say, there was so many pleasing things. Our game plan, I thought the boys carried it out to a fine art, and the biggest thing for me, as I keep saying week in, week out, is that desire and that willingness to want to do the dirty part of the game. I think we'll always be okay in the good parts, because with good players we have to get better at it, no doubt. But the dirty part, I thought we've done so well for long periods, but two lapses of concentration and two really stupid goals to concede has us gone away here with nothing.
Suppose in the week ahead you'll look at the nature of that defeat. Suppose the two goals conceded, you'll have a look at that all together as a team.
Yeah, there's no shying away from it. All of us collectively, we win together, we lose together, and there's no blame game in this. There's no finger pointing in this. We have to look at it, we have to take it squarely on the chin, and we got to go and put it right.
And the positive is a super goal from a Derry point of view, great ball by Kieran Winchester, and super finish from the sub, Danny Mullen.
Yeah, I thought Danny's finish was excellent. I thought, as I said, I keep saying, it was so difficult to go in there and try and be critical of him tonight, because it didn't deserve it. But at this level and against teams like that, we just can't concede goals like that.
And Shamrock Rovers go 8 points ahead. It's been a tight league up until now, but there's a bit of daylight showing, and Shamrock Rovers are finding the gear.
Yeah, listen, they're a good side. There'll certainly be no throwing the towel in at this stage from our end, that's for sure. I think in this league, you have to do is look around and see how many good teams there are, and they're all taking points off each other. I don't think anybody's going to get it easy in this league, including Rovers, as good a side as the may be. So I still think there's a long, long way to go.